בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום רביעי בשבת קודש, לסדר וישב, today is י' זין בכסלב. So, we're on page קוף י' גימל, בין נער לזקן. הנה שכר המצוות לעתיד לבוא נקבע לפי המאמץ. The reward for any given מצווה that a person does, the reward in העולם הבא is determined based on a person's effort. וכמו שאמרו, לפונקציה הרע אגרה, ולכן אין להשוות מעלת מצווה שמקיימה אדם צעיר לאדם מבוגר. כשהצעיר אמנם גמיש בגופו וקל בדעתו, אבל מעלתו גדולה יותר. When you do מצווה in your youth, it's much more precious than in your old age. Why? You have more koiches, that's true. But at the end of the day, thank you. You're more all over the place, you have more taivis, whatever. So if you're able to overcome that and do a mitzvah, שרי יש לו הפרעות וניסיונות שאינם אצל המבוגר. A young man has all sorts of, you know, disturbances and ניסיונות that older people don't have. And therefore, if you're able to be מתגבר and focus on Torah mitzvot in spite of them, so the שכר is also relative to that. ברוך אתה אדוני, אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. הצעיר דומה לברז מקלחת התלוי בגובה החדר שניתן לכוון את המים במידה הרצויה. שאומנם ילד קטן שאינו יודע להשתמש בו יכול להרטיב את החדר, אבל מקלחת נועדה לרחוץ את כל הגוף. ולזה נדמה הצעיר שמתאמץ לצמצם את עצמו לצורך קיום המצוות. It's an interesting mashal. He says a young man, sorry, is like the shower head at the top of the, you know, inside the shower. You know, a little kid, when he, especially, you know, the phones, the detachable ones. If you have little kids who try to shower themselves for the first time, is whatever, you like disaster. It's all over the place. A tzair, a young man, knows that, like, you're supposed to be able to use the shower head and or the phone in a way that doesn't soak the entire bathroom. אך המבוגר דומה לברז מטבח שהזרם בו יותר חלש והכיור גם כן בנוי בדפנות ומנעות את זרימת המים לחוץ, כי אדם מבוגר דמו מצונן יותר וכבר הורגל ברסן וגבולות. An older man, middle aged and above, is like a, not like a shower head, but like a kitchen faucet. That even when you turn, why does it say that? Like even when you turn it on and the water's coming out, even if it, like good water pressure, it's not spritzing all over the kitchen. It's going straight down and it's contained in the thing. As opposed to a shower head in a, you know, in the bathtub, like it can fly all over the place. Why? Because an older guy, he's used to it. He knows how to control himself a little bit more. So that's interesting, mashal. והזוהר הקדוש מפרש מפני שיבה תקום, שלפני שיגיע האדם לימי זקנה, יקום ויחזור בתשובה. The way the Zohar HaKadosh explains this pasuk, what does it mean, מפני שיבה תקום? Before your old age, wake up. Wake up before you get there. וכבר בגיל הצעיר, ירא מהשם, על ידי שישקיע כל כוחו בתורה וקיום המצוות. Person in his youth already should accustom himself to יראת שמיים, working hard in Torah mitzvot, ונמצא שאדם צעיר, מאחר וטבעו תוסס יותר, you know what tosses means? When you have grape juice that ferments, fermentation process. I don't know if you ever saw wine production. Fermentation is kind of like, it gets bubbly and jumpy. That's how young people are. לכן סכנתו מרובה. They're also much more dangerous because of that. אך מאידך, תועלתו מרובה מהמבוגר. סכנתו גדולה, כי אין דעתו רחבה ומאוזנת ועלולה לשגות יותר. He's more dangerous because he has less judgment. It's more jumpy, you know, less judgment. אבל מאידך גם תועלתו מרובה, meaning the, I guess, the possibility for growth is even greater. כי ערך לימוד התורה שלו יקר ונעלה עד מאוד. The Torah one learns in a person's youth. The Gemara says מפורש, שלושה הקדוש ברוך הוא מכריז עליהם בכל יום. There are three people that הקדוש ברוך הוא announces in the Shamaim how much he loves them. And one of them, the Gemara says, is בחור, הנמצא בקרח ואינו חוטא. A בחור, who lives in the city and doesn't sin. If he's able to kind of like shy away from all of the other temptations and put everything into the Torah ומצוות, הקדוש ברוך הוא announces, like, there's a special PA system in Shamayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ploni ben Ploni, I'm proud of him, people. It's a big deal. You know when you're in school and the PA system goes off and like whatever, Peloni is being paged to go home early, whatever, and you're always thinking, let it be me, let it be me. Like, and then they call, yes, like you get called out and you go home. That's the PA system in the Shamayim. Hashem says, I'm proud of Peloni. It's a big deal, go ahead. Not necessarily. You know how many old people, I shouldn't call that. You know how many senior or retiree kolels there are? Shtabach Shemo? There's three that I know of in Queens. You know what that means? That means that they're older, they retired, and now they have more time on their hands. So what do? They make a kolel.
Probably three of those is the regular ones.
I know. It's true. Baruch Hashem, it didn't used to be like that. But at the end of the day, the youngsters have to deal with more nisyonot than the older people. Yeah, the Gemara says Meforash. Psachim Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. The Gemara says Shlosha in Ada'at Sovaltan. There's three things that don't make any sense and people can't handle because it's just so messed up. The Gemara says one of them is Zakin Minaif. Right? We've spoken about this. A Zakin who's promiscuous. Like, seriously, what are you doing? Right? Like, you had your chance. It's over. You know those old people that never grow up and they're still like, no, you're done. You know, that's, you have to be forcefully retired and like hung up in the rafters. Anyway, Bekitzer. Anyway, I always found that interesting. Like, you know, the older people with dirty jokes and stuff like that and like always looking here and look. What I'll say? It's like, act your age. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be old. Anyway, Bekitzer. Huh? What? טוב. כי ערך לימוד התורה שלו יקר ונעלה עד מאוד. שרי אחד מהגימל שהקדוש ברוך הוא... היי! You see, I said it. Unbelievable. שהקדוש ברוך הוא מכריז עליהם בכל יום, הוא רווק היושב בקרח ואינו חוטא. Wow, that was a good call. Yeah, give me some love. Anyway, ואף... You're not going anywhere. It's not even a Shiloh. Challenge me. Anyway, Bekitzer. ואף אם אינו מבין כל כך, מכל מקום יש לו יצר הרע. ואם כל זאת הוא שמור מן החטא. Even when you're learning when you're younger, even if you're not understanding everything, the Torah that you work on in your youth, even without understanding it so well, protects you from the yetzer hara. You don't need to get to the fullest understanding of Torah for it to be a protection, for it to be a shield from the yetzer hara. You need to do your best. And whatever it is that you understand, like the Gemara says, so Takaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that mitzvot protect you when you're engaged in the mitzvot. But Torah protects you when? Both when you're engaged and not. You learn Torah, it protects you all the time. And the chidush of the Or Letzion is that even if you didn't understand it so well. Od echad. Schar mitzvot lo ta'aseh. We've spoken about the rewards for being mekayem mitzvot aseh. What about abstaining from mitzvot lo ta'aseh? כל אחד מישראל נדרש לעשות טוב, שיהיה לו לב טוב כלפי הוריו וחבריו ועבור קיום המצוות. Doing good. כי מה שהשם ציווה לעשות הוא טוב, ומה שציווה שלא לעשות, אינו טוב. Right? You can really break everything down, all of the mitzvot ta'aseh, mitzvot ta'aseh are good. Mitzvot לא ta'aseh, no good. That's why Hashem said not to do it. והנה המצוות מחולקות לעשין ולהבין. על ביטול עשה, אין עונש בידי אדם. ועליו יש חיוב מלכות. Right, we're starting now מסכת סנהדרין, which talks about all of the punishments that the Torah has. From מצוות לא תעשה, from מצוות עשה, מלכויות, and כריתות, and מיתת בית דין, all these things. Interesting, transgressing or not performing a מצוות עשה, there's no man-given punishment. No punishment for it. Person didn't put on tefillin, didn't eat matzah, didn't do any mitzvot aseh. There's no punishment that Bet Din gives. For lav, there's malkut. Some of them have kritut. Some of them have mitat Bet Din. וההבדל ביניהם כתב רמב"ן שלעניין קיום המצוות מעלה תעשה חשוב יותר שמראה בכך את אהבתו להקדוש ברוך הוא ששמח לעשות רצונו כעבד לאדונו ולפי כך עשה דוחה לא תעשה. You know the סוגיה, יבמות דו דלת, where the Gemara speaks about Aseh Dochel Lo Ta'aseh. You ever wonder why an Aseh pushes off a Lo Ta'aseh? Why doesn't Aseh override Lo Ta'aseh? I know it does, but why? The Ramban says, because what? Aseh is greater. Because whereas abstaining from a Lo Ta'aseh shows that a person fears Hashem, and Aseh shows that a person actively loves a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Its ma'ala is greater. Therefore, if you don't do it, it's not punishable. אבל לעניין העונש, לא תעשה חמור יותר, שכן המבטל מצווה, כגון שיום אחד לא הניח תפילין. עדיין לא נקרא מורד במלך. If you don't do a mitzvah, that's not necessarily considered a rebellion. בשב אל תעשה. אבל אם בקום ועשה, אכל נבלה. If you didn't איסור בקום ועשה, that's rebellion against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. נראה כמורד, ולפי כך לא תעשה חמור יותר. ולכן אמרו בגמרא, שיש כוח ביד חכמים לעקור דבר מן התורה בשב אל תעשה. שכיוון שאינו עובר בקום ועשה, לכן הביטול לא חמור כל כך, שלא נראה כמורד במלך, אבל הברירה שהיא בקום ועשה, אין כוח ביד חכמים לעקור. There's a גמרא, in יבמות הפצדיתת, that the חכמים were imbued with the power to tell you in certain situations, don't do a mitzvah. Yeah? For instance, שופר, לולב, מגילה, בשבת, the חכמים said, don't do it. Why? Because the fact that when a person, you know, the Chachamim said, just don't do it, b'shev al ta'aseh, that's not making us look rebellious against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the Chachamim said, because of whatever gzera they have, pull back. But for the Chachamim to go and say, do an isur, doesn't exist. You're not allowed to. The Chachamim don't. There are very, very specific cases, whether it's, hora'at sha'ah, put that aside. But in general, the Chachamim cannot tell us to go and do an isur. Anyway, so that's that, Rabotai. Have a wonderful day.